You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in one of our favorites, and he is in. Boy, he is a target of the Democrats. It seems like every second of the last 4 to 6 years. Congressman Scott Perry from Central Pennsylvania is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, it's the last day that Larry David says we can say Happy New Year. Well, he says you can't say it today, but I'm going to say it twice in your honor.
Why can't we say Happy New Year after today?
Because Larry David says, and my producer too, you know, you may want to have a word with him. He thinks it's old hat by this point. I just think it's a nice, pleasant thing, right?
It is a nice, pleasant thing. I thought it might have something to do with the Democrats celebrating their favorite holiday yesterday. So. But that's another story.
Do you come under particular fire on the January 6th? It's more of a holy day of obligation for them than anything, you know?
Well, I do, because they have concocted this completely false narrative and then got themselves to believe it. So even though I and many others had absolutely nothing to do with the events on January 6th, that doesn't stop them from accusing me and others of all kinds of nefarious activities, which are completely unfounded. And probably if you ask them what it is that they accuse me of, they probably couldn't enumerate one thing. And of course, they can't, because there isn't one thing, but that doesn't stop them.
Yeah, I figured that was the case. Wanted to, before we get to Venezuela and all that, I wanted to talk about the difficulty now over next week. I guess you guys are going to roll out something on health care, and we certainly don't want to be put into a box and go back to Obamacare in any way, shape, or form. But what are your thoughts? The president talking in broad terms, which is fine. I think we need something for the midterms. What does Scott Perry want to do on health care?
Well, I think what we need to do is just, first of all, acknowledge that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, was a fraud, just like we said it was back when it was put into law, you know, 15 years ago, and that it is a complete and utter failure, and it is in collapse, which is why the Democrats seek to have the taxpayers just continue to prop it up. But we also need to acknowledge that people can't afford health care, and it's because of Obamacare, right? They can't afford it. And the fact that they can't afford it is legitimate. And we also have to acknowledge that people don't really care about who's to blame, or, you know, when they can't pay their bills, that's what they're concerned about. And that's righteous. That's a rightful concern. And so what I think we need to do is understand that politically, Obamacare is not going to go away, because the Democrats just simply won't allow that. They won't help us. But what we can do, with or without them, is provide an affordable alternative that is market-based. And so, you know, we can put, I can put specifics to that. What does that mean? That means that associations, let's say the company of Amazon wants to create their own health plan to compete with Obamacare and lower costs, then they should be allowed to do that. Physicians should be allowed to own hospitals. What it means is that we should provide tax relief and tax incentives for people that spend money on the healthcare. So whatever you spend on healthcare should be tax exempt. So those are the things that we can do to make a competitive marketplace, and then allow that to compete with Obamacare. And what we should be able to say is, look, if you like your Obamacare, you can keep your Obamacare, right? I mean, we should be able to use that But I will tell you, if we create an alternative that is viable and free market-based and market-based, that people will leave Obamacare because it is unaffordable. We should have catastrophic short-term and long-term health plans for people that want to have some peace of mind but don't want to. You know, if you're an 85-year-old woman, do you want to have to pay for some 35-year-old man's Viagra? I suspect you don't, and you shouldn't have to. And so that's getting government out of it, and that's providing what people actually want to have. So we need to make that competitive. And then once we have that, we can address this subsidy issue with the insurance companies, which, by the way, as the president said, whose profits have soared 1,700% since Obamacare was enacted. And everybody needs to realize Obamacare was not about health care. Obamacare was about forcing you to buy insurance, and that's why it was supported by the insurance industry, and that's why it's still supported by the insurance industry, because they have become fabulously wealthy.
Exactly.
So we need to acknowledge that, and then we can begin to repair that at the same time, but we have to provide an alternative first.
Well, that is very specific, and it might say a brilliant answer. Is that doable, though? And you know the caucus. You headed the Freedom Caucus. Is that the problem? Republicans can't get on board with something that we can get over the finish line before the midterms here.
No, I don't think that is the problem. I think the problem is going to be we just have to recognize and acknowledge that it's likely going to have to be done under reconciliation, because we will get no support in the Senate from Democrats. And we need 60. This is what we need to happen. We either need 60, which means Democrats have to vote for it, which they won't, or we need to force them to go through the filibuster process, not getting rid of the filibuster, but to literally stand there and filibuster while we have 51 Republicans on the Senate floor, which is a task in and of itself, or we need to go through reconciliation and do it ourselves without Democrats. And that's what we have to look, Republicans just happen to acknowledge and get right with that's where we are, and then get to work based on that. But the first thing is acceptance of the situation you're in, and that's the situation we're in.
I agree with you. And again, it gets to affordability, and apparently we hear, and there's signs of it, that President Trump is listening to his advisors, all the stuff that's going to kick in, big, beautiful bill, and I believe that. The timelines with the midterms concern me a little bit, how quickly. But you just did it. You said it's righteous. It's legit. We have to acknowledge that people, because of the Biden inflation and a bunch of other things, it's slow to turn it around. We have to acknowledge that they're legitimately having some affordability issues.
Look, people can't afford health care. These premiums are outrageous. Like, it's not partisan to say that. It's literally the case. And people will say, well, I don't care what caused it. And they're not wrong to say that. Like, Washington broke it. The Democrats own this. Not one Republican ever voted for any part of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. It doesn't stop us from acknowledging it. And it also is kind of our duty to fix it. But we don't have to fix it by saying we're going to do more Obamacare. That's just going to make things worse.
Exactly.
So it's okay to acknowledge it, but let's get to fixing it now.
We're talking with Congressman Scott Perry here on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, we see playing out already today. I'm not sure if you know Brandon Gill. I had him on once, and I really think he's a sharp guy. Just tearing apart these Democrat witnesses on Somali fraud in Minnesota, Minnesota fraud in general. He said that how many are on welfare? What percentage? 81%. Okay, they're new to the country. After 10 years, 78% are still on welfare. I'm sure your constituents are saying, we elected Republicans and we expect accountability, meaning indictments of some people on this.
Well, I do know Brandon, and he's a great member. And look, this isn't racist. This isn't xenophobic. These are just facts. And the facts are that immigration, whatever the policy is, should be good for and supportive of America and Americans. Mm-hmm. And we all want to help people in need. But at some point, they're abusing and taking advantage of us. And certainly, this fraud ring, regardless of whether they're Somali or whether they're anybody, needs to be addressed. And my question for the legislators generally was this a crime of commission on the behalf of Governor Walz, or was it a crime of omission? Because they told us in the panel that they informed the governor, and he not only turned a blind eye, but went after the people that informed him. Now, that might not be a crime of commission, but it certainly could be considered a crime of omission. Whatever it is, there needs to be accountability. The American people are desperate for somebody to be held accountable for stealing their money.
Absolutely. Now, in your current race this time around, and again, for some reason, you get the juices flowing. You're in the top five of who they want to go after. Is there another issue? Is your opponent at least living in the district this time?
Well, my opponent claims that she is. We don't really know that for sure.
Yeah.
But I have multiple opponents, and I would just say this. It seems like my opponents don't really take a position themselves on anything, but they all are happy to criticize me on an hourly and daily basis. What I think my constituents, my bosses, and quite honestly, all Americans want to know is, what are you for? We know that they don't like the president. They don't like me. I get it. It's politics. They're Democrats. I'm a Republican. Okay. But what are you actually for? Of course, they want to go, you know, they want to go unnoticed and say that and never say anything about what they're for. But we do know this. My opponents opposed the bill that we passed this summer under reconciliation. All Democrats were happy to hike everybody's taxes 20% to 40%. My opponents are for that. They're against you keeping more of your tip money. They're against you keeping more of your Social Security money. They're against you keeping more of your overtime money. And of course, therefore, you spending more money on electricity as it relates to fraudulent green energy programs and other fraudulent programs. Now, I have to say that because they won't, and of course, the press won't report that. But their statements, because they were against the bill that I voted for, you can allude that those are the things that they support. And most Americans, whether you're in the 10th District of Pennsylvania or anywhere else in the country, don't agree with us raising their taxes or taking more money from them. They think the government's too big and we get enough money. We just need to spend it more wisely.
We're hearing from the Trump administration, Congressman. They're going to look at California next. I mean, this was just one 23-year-old kid who has a little bit of a flair and social media that exposed. In Ohio now, Massachusetts, Maine, we're seeing this. But boy, how about Pennsylvania? What are your thoughts on that? I think this is one of the states we ought to be examining, daycare centers and the like. These seem to be questionable many times.
Well, whether it's California, Minnesota, or Pennsylvania, look, we have a duty as representatives to ensure that, you know, that the taxpayers' dollars are spent with fidelity, and we know that fraud is rife in almost all government programs. I do find it curious and interesting that since Governor Shapiro has been sworn in, that no one has checked the validation of the daycare facilities that have been certified in Pennsylvania. And of course, we're talking about massive daycare fraud in Minnesota, but I'm sure it occurs all in all other states. And quite honestly, what happens is the federal government writes the check, and then it's up to the governors to administer these programs under Medicaid or Health and Human Services or what have you. And if they're not interested in rooting out fraud because they use these programs to buy votes for themselves, then you're going to have fraud. So it's really incumbent upon the governors. But of course, we have to call them out when they're not interested in seeking, you know, the truth on these things and making sure that everybody is above board. Unfortunately, there are people in our society that are going to do the wrong thing. And if you're never going to look for them, you're not going to find them. And it requires constant vigilance.
Absolutely. Congressman, as always, thank you. Where do we go to help out, volunteer, let people know? Everybody listening probably knows one person in your district to make them aware of how big this battle is.
Yeah, you can go to Patriots for Perry on all the different social media locations to find my campaign, and you can find me officially at Rep. Scott Perry. Thank you very much. God bless you and your audience.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Scott Perry here on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah, what about Pennsylvania? Heard what he said? We haven't looked since he's been put into office at daycare validation. Just one guy, Nick Shirley, has set this aflame. All right. Henry, we may go to that if you think it's worthy. You can keep your eye on it. There's going to be an update after the ICE-involved shooting in Minnesota, allegedly. There was quite a group of people gone after ICE people. One woman tried to run them over, and she was shot, at least according to Fox, and she's deceased. That's what happened. So, again, you know, you see what happens. We're egging on. How dare you come into Minnesota? How dare you look at what's going on here? And it's all good what Homan is doing, what Bondi's doing, somewhat what Cash Patel's doing. But the bottom line is pretty simple. There's got to be indictments here at some point in time. They have to develop the evidence to indict. That's what we voted for. This is a prime example. And coming up, you may not have heard, I played it at the top of the show. I was just talking with a congressman about Congressman Brandon Gill. It's pretty intense. There's a Democrat there who was there as an expert witness that doesn't know anything. And Gill, we'll play it after the break, takes him through some of the statistics involving emigres from Somalia. And, you know, the excuse they always give is, well, you know, it's tough. And I understand that. You're here for a year getting your footing, language, culture. You know, maybe you rely on social services. Wait until you hear what he drops in the middle of it. And they start arguing over native born. The Democrat witness doesn't like the native part of it. All right. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that we need you to do is just push pound 1210.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, come. Oh, wait. Oh. All right, Larry David, Curmudgeon Day today. Scott Perry was like, whoa, what? Why can't you say Happy New Year? Is that a bunch of Democrats? I don't understand what saying it, you know, Larry David curmudgeon gets fodder out of it. I just think it's a nice thing to have in your arsenal of things to say other than go birds or it's cold outside or maybe it's cold outside. All right. There is some footage, youtube.com/1210WPHT. Of the situation with the alleged ICE shooting and alleged trying to move a car toward them. I don't know if there's any news organization that has this. This seems to be one of the people on the scene that was protesting, I guess. I guess with a camera phone. Henry, is that what you think as we're rolling this or no? All right. So, this footage is a little bit less direct than what we were told with all the ramming, et cetera. So this is going to make this even a bigger deal what's happened. And to my knowledge, this is the first big situation where we've seen what was predicted, that you're going to have people going after ICE. Or at least you're going to have a situation where everybody's nervous and anything can happen. Let me put it to you that way. So we will continue to monitor this as more becomes available. But this happening, there's going to be an update on this. We might dip into it. Again, the hostility in Minnesota, you know, they're pretty much for a place that prides itself. And I've done Minnesota radio. I've told you that before. On civility. And, oh, it's so nice in Minnesota. There is a lot of hostility here. There's a lot of corruption going on in this state. And the attitude seems to be, you're not going to come in here and tell us we'll do what we want. Until Nick Shirley struck. And who knew, right there in public view, were obvious fraudulent enterprises. And already, I think over 50 people have been either indicted or convicted, more on the way. But the bottom line is Walz. Walz has to be driven out of office. He thinks he's cut his losses. You have it up now? Okay. Here is youtube.com/1210WPHT. Here's a look at one bit of footage of what happened here with the ICE agents.
Get the f*** out of our neighborhood.
What the f***? Dude, what the f***?
All right, Henry, I think we got this thing. I know it's a lot of energy.
It was a lot. It's hard to hear.
Yeah, as long as we hit all of them there. Yeah. So we'll see if there's better footage. That's the initial footage that we have here around this. And, you know, my rule is in the gray areas, I'm going to go with the police. We'll see if this is a gray area or not. But you heard in the beginning, get out of our neighborhood. You know, this attitude with ICE. This attitude, you're not going to come in here and enforce the law. This attitude that we hear, why are you wearing masks? Because these people will dox you, go after your wife, your kids, and everything else. That's why they're wearing masks. What will ICE do? I think Homan will surge even more people in there now. And this is just all inflaming what already has had people afire. The corruption there, the $9 billion. Walls. Here is the daughter, who really, for a political kid, is a piece of work. This is Cut 12. Hope Walls, who sees herself as an activist, and I think a bit of a journalist, she's doing an interview, and she's directing these comments to Nick Shirley, the kid who exposed all this. Here's the daughter of Walls telling Nick Shirley why he's wrong.
People engage with that.
It feels more trustworthy than the news to a lot of people.
It does, and I can't quite, like, I have my own problems with, like, the media and, like, all of that. Sure. And that's, you know, I said in a video this morning, like, now I can kind of be let loose, and like I definitely want to have some of those conversations going forward.
Yeah.
But I do, like, I definitely think people see somebody and they're like, oh, this person's, you know, I see myself in them, and so mm-hmm. I'm gonna believe them, and that is what people definitely see in me. Mm-hmm. I think then that's like an ethical thing on his end. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can't just go and do this to people. Communities.
But I watch it. I haven't watched the whole video like you. I've watched a lot of clips on there because mm-hmm. he's posting a lot of them. But the style of it, I watch it. I'm like, oh no! Like, this is my style. This is what I do.
Yeah.
And like, here I am, like feeling like what I'm doing is a good thing, but then it can be used.
Yeah.
So easily.
Yeah. And there's
really
no like checks
harm.
And balances on you know, content or not many, and just social media in general.
All right, let's unpack all this. So one of these bro podcasters on the left here, oh, he's doing what I do. Yeah, but you see, he's on the other side, so that's not right. Where are the checks and balances? They're not addressing what is obvious here. We're back to square one here, that Nick Shirley has exposed, if not in each and every case, just the motherload of corruption, fraud, these phony autism clinics. Every one of these parents, every one of these people, I don't care how long it takes, they got to go to jail. They at least have to be indicted. If the system won't do it in Minnesota, well, you did your job, then we'll have to take a look at the system. And now we have this ICE-involved shooting with the person involved is deceased, was killed, we believe, by ICE in this confrontation. Okay? This is going to really roil things. Based upon the footage we put up on YouTube that you were able to take a look at. Hey, in the heat of all this, I forgot one thing. I mentioned what's happening with the halftime show in the NFL. Well, what's happening is you are seeing an all-out effort by a lot of people in the media to prop up, this is going to be fabulous with Bad Bunny. People joking. They have 5 weeks to learn Spanish, Anna Navarro last night, because it's all going to be in Spanish. And it's going to be interesting. People that are not paying attention like you are, you listen to this show, are people going to go, what the hell is this? What's going on here with this? Why is the American sport and the entertainment at halftime, one of the big events, why is all this in Spanish? Well, I'm told that there is going to be a Christian alternative is where this has landed. But I don't, it's up in the air what the vehicle, what the platform will be. Now, if they're going to do it, and we're going to talk with hopefully Jack Posobiec in the near future about it. If they're going to do it, they have to do this right, because if it flops, then there will be even more of this going on. This is pretty intense, the footage that ICE has here, that Fox has of ICE. And you can say, well, you know, these people are only throwing snowballs at them and the like. But they are trying to prevent them from whatever they were doing there in that neighborhood where they believe people are here illegally. It's a little bit unclear, but there's a good bit of people out in the cold around this. And there's a lot of chaos. The headline on Fox Video shows chaos after ICE-involved shooting. So this story, given Minnesota, given the corruption, given where we are, and given that the woman is dead, is going to be Zapruder filmed. The only footage we have so far, I think, is somebody on the scene, not the news media. Right, Henry, that's your sense.
No, this is yeah, camera personal footage.
Yeah, personal footage. Okay. So we'll see if there are more elements of that or not. But these people definitely have in their head they're going to drive ICE out of the neighborhood. They're not going to let them enforce the law there, and that's where this is going to stand. I'm just watching some of this with the crowd. You got to lock more of these people up. This isn't protest. This is getting in their way. This is confrontation here, albeit they're not mauling them or anything. But this is not legal behavior when they're there to do what, as I said, apparently they're looking for people that are here illegally. Let's go to 855-839-1210. So our side question today is simply 30 years ago on this day, we had the biggest snowfall. We played just some of it, 31 inches here in Philadelphia, major Philadelphia story, unbelievable story. Something that happened since that, 1996, 30 years ago, that's either funny, seemingly, did it happen or not happen in Philadelphia, or just a major story. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Happy New Year, Dom.
Happy New Year.
Couple things. I remember driving through the snow of 96. It wasn't supposed to be that big. I drove out to State College. I was in college at the time.
Okay.
And normally it would take me 5 hours to get out there. It took me 8 hours to get out there.
Yeah.
Because it just gotten so bad during the time. I remember when I got into Harrisburg, and you go and you see along the guardrails where all the people, they spun out and their bumpers hit the guardrail and they pulled out. It was like watching ripping legs off a grasshopper. All the bumpers were stuck in the guardrail as you drove by.
Wow. Yeah.
But I also find it amazing that we just celebrated January 6th, where a bunch of Antifa people dressed as Trump supporters went and beat up the Capitol Police. And that was the worst thing since the Civil War. But now we have people attacking ICE agents who are also law enforcement, and they're being encouraged to do it.
Well, yeah, that's what's playing out here. And we're going to see with this shooting here. A lot depends on the footage, and I don't have definitive footage yet. There's going to be a lot on this. What's your side today, Earl?
My side today is from October 2005. City Councilman Rick Mariano
yes.
was under investigation for fraud and that sort of thing, and embezzlement and all sorts. He was just under investigation for things. So one day, a member of the City Hall maintenance crew is going around the City Hall building, and he's up on the tower on the observation deck, 500 feet above the city, and Councilman Mariano is just sitting there on the ledge. And he's like, well, you know, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just having a look. I might jump. He was up there on the ledge. Everyone thought he was going to kill himself. Mayor Good, Police Commissioner Sylvester, Bob Brady, they all came in and took him hours to go and try and talk him down off the ledge. And he claimed, oh, I was just kidding. I had no intention of trying to kill myself. Although he sat up there for 3 hours with his phone off, out of contact with everybody, And then when he turned on his phone, there were 45 missed calls when he finally turned his phone back on.
Thank you, Earl. Yeah, I know Ricky very well. He may even be listening today. We talk occasionally. And yeah, that was looking down over the city quite a moment. All right, that's what we're looking for, a regional moment. Philadelphia, the entire region, is up for grabs for you. 855-839-1210. And I'm watching from Freedom TV, which is not, you know, mainstream media, but I think that's Andy No doing it. And we see at least the prelim to the shooting here, getting pretty intense with ICE pepper spraying or macing groups of people. And it looks to me like a lot of people filming a lot of stuff on both sides prior to the incident with the woman being shot. But this is the first major incident where I think where we have a fatality. And it's going to be a test. People are all on board. There is no doubt in my mind. High numbers of getting people here that have committed a crime in the country or another country, getting them out. I still believe that the immigration issue, due to what we're talking about in Somalia, not only has enhanced what Trump ran on, even though many of them are here legally, protected status and all that, but even legal immigration is under fire. And you heard Scott Perry, who was on here, make the point. We want people that want to come to America because they love America, not ingrates like Ilhan Omar, who was rescued from a refugee camp, comes here, is elected to Congress, and is constantly on the attack, never giving a gray area to America. I mean, there are times where America's wrong, American administration or whatever. We get that. But it's this daily drumbeat, Tlaib, the gang, the mob, the squad, that constantly are telling us, no, fundamentally, this country is wrong. And yet, they got safe harbor here. So this is a huge, huge story developing. 855-839-1210, though. We'll get you in on the side question and everything else. Hey, are you ready to make this a year you truly feel better? Start with your health. Rescue Natural Supplements has been helping people support heart health, cholesterol, digestion, weight management, energy levels, and more targeted wellness goals for over 40 years. Using high-quality, research-backed ingredients your body can trust. And right now, Rescue is celebrating you with their New Year's savings. Save 40% when you buy any four single bottles of Rescue supplements. Use that code NEWYEAR40, NEWYEAR40. Try their popular Rescue Omega-3 for heart and brain health, probiotic for better digestion, Orasine for more consistent all-natural energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To mix and match four or more bottles and get 40% off, just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com. Use that code NEWYEAR40. Now's the time to take a smart step toward feeling your best. 40% off any four bottles of premium Rescue supplements at res-q.com. Use that code NEWYEAR40 at checkout. Don't wait. Make this the year you prioritize your wellness and do it with Rescue.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right. right, as if it's not bad enough with the ICE situation, with the now you have the mayor going after them, with the corruption with the Somalis, and we're letting open this footage that will be played for you on YouTube. You make a judgment of how that looks with the alleged ramming or not. But guess who's involved now? Our old buddies way back when. And I used to have on, I don't even know who is in charge in Philadelphia now, the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, our buddies CARE. They just released ICE literally shot an innocent person. They murdered her. God has chosen us to carry the burden of the nation's fight against President Trump's authoritarianism. Just think of this group, the Council on American Islamic Relations. What is it? 25 years we've seen this play out with them, this group here in the Philadelphia area and around the country. They're one of the major factors here today in this ICE-involved situation shooting. They say that the woman who allegedly tried to run over federal agents is a hero. Okay? So just think of how all the players are coming together here. How are these people out of work out there preventing ICE in this neighborhood from trying to pick up people that were to be deported? You know, so we'll see what the ruling is on the shooting, but I'm watching an ICE vehicle and a guy standing in front of it refusing to move as if he's in Tiananmen Square. There was a lot going on here, and I didn't know that CARE was one of the principals. I mean, the whole gang is here. If that's a new term to you, they haven't been as prominent, but they are every bit as much. You know, and guys like Josh Shapiro are suspicious with groups like this. They treat them as if they're mainstream. They're not. Can you go into Fox here, Henry? Can you play into this? It's the mayor of Minneapolis, and I'm sure he's gone after the injustices and all that.
That these ICE agents are trying to create and that the federal government, to be clear, wants. They want us to respond in a way that creates a military occupation in our city. They want an excuse to come in and show the kind of force that will create more chaos and more despair. Let's not let them. Let's rise to this occasion. Let's show them something far more beautiful than the kind of division that they're trying to stoke. Let's show them unity of purpose, of love, and the courage of our conviction. Our conviction, to be clear, is rock solid, and it is for our neighbors, all of our neighbors. It's for people who have lived here for 80 years. It is for new immigrants who have made this city a better place. That's the kind of love that we're going to show up with right now. If you're angry, I get it. I am too. If you're feeling that kind of despair, it's understandable. Let's show them who we can be. Let's show up with peace. To march, to protest, to hug one another, to love all the way with peace. Do not give them what they want. Finally, you know, we've got a lot of work that needs to happen right now to make sure that, first, of course, the scene was secured as much as possible, that we were able to get the victim, now deceased, to the hospital. We've got a lot of work to do in the coming days. I want to thank our city enterprise for the work that they have done, but more importantly, what they're about to do, because this is going to be heavy, and our city has been through a lot. We also know that we're prepared to do right for people. Among them is our chief of police. I'll invite him up.
Okay, that's the mayor. Now, you know, part of me feels for some of these cops, like this guy getting up now, and part of me realizes that they've risen to this level because they're betraying what their oath of office is. Now, the mayor wasn't too bad there, but he didn't speak to, at least we dipped in, don't know what he said about it, about how this battle was going on with ICE prior to the shooting. meaning they physically trying to prevent them from doing what they were doing there. I don't know if they arrested anyone or not that they thought was here illegally. Why this neighborhood? Unclear. It's in a residential neighborhood where it happened. But this is big, and you can see every player in the world is involved here, even CARE, because of all the backdrop of the hearing today. Let me play you so I don't forget, because we have Senator McCormick coming up at 2 o'clock. Here is Brandon Gill. We let off the show with this today. The congressman from, is it Tennessee? I'm a little unclear. Doesn't matter. Here's Texas. Gill. Oh, Texas. Okay. Here's Gill with the Democrat witness about the corruption, particularly among Somalis in Minnesota, going through some of the numbers. Listen to when he talks about, all right, what's the welfare rate? 81% of those who are Somali American. Those here 10 years, you would think after 10 years they'd be off welfare. Listen to this exchange.
Minnesota are on food stamps?
No.
54%. Do you know what that number is for native Minnesota-headed households?
Well, to be clear, a majority of the...
It's 7%. There's a big difference between 54% and 7%, is there not?
Excuse me, sir. Could I answer the question?
Let me move on. We've got a lot of questions here. What percentage of Somali-headed households in Minnesota are on Medicaid?
I don't know.
It's 73%. Do you know what that number is for Minnesota native households?
Again, you're using the phrase Minnesota native households, but the majority...
The number is 18%. That's quite an astounding difference, I think we would agree.
Can I answer the question, please?
Let me ask you one more, and then we can go on to that. What percentage of Somali-headed households are on welfare in general?
I don't know.
It's 81%. What about... let me just ask you, after 10 years of being in the United States, what percentage of Somali immigrant households continue to be on welfare?
I don't know.
The number is 78%. So even after 10 years, 78% of Somali immigrant households continue to be on welfare. Do you know what that number is for native Minnesota-headed households?
Again, you're using...
Non-Somali immigrant-headed households.
If I can just answer the question. When you're using the phrase native Minnesotans, the majority of Somali Minnesotans are...
All right, here we go again with they're here legally and all that. After 10 years, though, that's even worse then. After 10 years, it's still 78%. Look, we give them grace for 6 months to a year, getting their feed and all that stuff. 10 years, though, still 78%. That's astounding. Up and down the line with this. And I'm not sure the ICE part of how many are here illegally, but now this is blown up into something. Whenever there's a situation like this, this is going to be Zapruder film up and down the line. All right, we'll take more of your calls. Senator Dave McCormick will be with us around 2 o'clock to break down a couple things that are happening on his watch here on Talk Radio 12.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
Damn.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. So we're now in the course of examining this shooting. Still massive numbers of people gathered in Minnesota where ICE was trying to enforce the law. And we'll see how this plays out. A lot of agitator activists on the scene, including CARE, people like that. All right, we have Dave McCormick in the on-deck circle, the senator with a lot of inside stuff to talk about. Got the side question going, though. Let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Dom, you only hope there's better footage available to be seen. But, you know, someone should ask the mayor to ask the chief of police there that if somebody was driving a car head on at him, what would his recourse have been?
Yeah, and again, you and I are both pro-cop. That's a given. But guys like this who advance in these phony police departments, they are shameless in that, you know, in a gray area, et cetera, they don't support their fellow officers. So we'll see. Was this over the line here? There was a lot going on there with ICE prior to it. Did they overreact because of the chaos of the situation? We'll see about this once there's hopefully there's better footage.
But, you know, that left side of the aisle has conditioned their people to understand, know, and believe that ICE is not a recognized police force.
Exactly.
And that's how they get away with this. This is going to become the next George Floyd, and I'm sorry to say that. You know, we could see people in the Capitol. We could see the left side in the Capitol building taking a knee for the new martyr. So I hope there is more revealing footage available as to hopefully this lady using, and sorry to say, her vehicle as a weapon. You can only hope for that.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a lot of people on the scene there. I think you're going to see a little bit better footage. But so far, Joe, it's remarkable, isn't it, with the thousands and thousands of operations. There's not really been an incident that has risen to this level with ICE until now.
Yeah, and it's been manufactured as such.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is all out. And again, I think Homan has to send more people in, and we're calling for even more indictments of this entire fraudulent system in Minnesota, just making up their own laws as they go along.
Well, we don't have to look any further back as to Tim Walz's lame excuse that he starts blaming Trump without explaining where things went wrong there with the, right. You know, the fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much longer can that go on? It's ridiculous. Well, let me tell you about Trump. No, we want to hear about you.
And taking no questions after he said he wouldn't run again. Yeah.
Right. Tom, my side answer, and I told Kirk I needed help on this, but I did some research because it was really surreal at the time. And it goes back beyond the 20 or 30 years, but I remember this like it was yesterday. It was a lead-in to the Phillies World Series in 1983, where I thought it was a 95 fire at the time, but it was the Schuylkill Expressway tanker fire that it was just prior. People couldn't get into the World Series where gasoline was spread on cars behind the tanker truck. It was coming out of sewer pipes, and people were incinerated, and they had the aerial view of it going on, bouncing back and forth between the pregame of the Phillies World Series and this horrible incident on the Schuylkill Expressway.
That's always good stuff, Joe. Thank you. I know you know the World Series. I think you talked about the earthquake one time. Let me take one more on this ICE thing. Mark in Philly. Mark, good afternoon.
Yeah, are you giving perhaps the benefit of the doubt if this could be a mistake by ICE, or you won't even go there, will you?
I am saying that it's a gray area at this point. I'm not saying that this is based upon the footage that we have. No, I'm not saying that this is completely...
Do you think Kristi Noem, whoever that was, to call something domestic terrorism already without investigation is a correct thing?
Yes, because what we've seen...
I kind of knew you would say that. In fact, I had it written down.
Well,
you think everything the Trump administration does is correct?
Well, wait a minute, Mark. Excuse me. Wait a minute, Mark.
Steal,
no, I answered...
The office, okay?
I answered you about the shooting. Did you see the footage of what was going on here preventing ICE from doing what their job is, what their constitutional right to do is?
To arrest American citizens?
To arrest people that are
to
here.
Wait
a minute, Mark.
Do you think that's their job?
To arrest people that are here illegally, or at least detain them.
But do you realize the Somali people, those numbers you were given earlier, were incorrect? Do you know how
they
many
are?
Somalis were arrested? You know how many Somalis there are in Minnesota in that area?
About 80,000.
Right. You know how many got arrested so far?
arrested, well, about 50 or so out of the people have either been indicted or convicted.
It's around 80, which is less than 0.1%, my
friend. Well, excuse me, though. Mark, did you hang up? Mark, would you like to tell us that you think we shouldn't go after people faking autism and fake autism clinics?
Absolutely we should if it's true, but we need to investigate it first.
Well, we already know that some have been convicted. Now we know how much more widespread it is. Mark, thank you very much. All right, coming up, we have Senator Dave McCormick, but we'll continue to keep our eye on what's happening here. With now more and more people, it looks to me like the crowd's gotten even bigger at the incident, which was in a residential neighborhood. Now, again, how do these people know where ICE is going to be, et cetera? Well, this is what they do. And when you surround ICE in this manner, what I want to know of that fraudulent cop that's there with the mayor is, do you back up ICE? I just saw today in the Bucks County paper headline, the new sheriff there is finally, within a week or so, he said, going to be out of the controversial program of Fred Herron. Does ICE not deserve police backup to do their job in a situation like this? In other words, I don't think they gave them any backup. And when you don't have backup and you have a crowd like this, anything can happen. So if the police, the sanctuary city stuff here, do not want to aid and abet ICE in taking some people off the streets who are here both illegally and criminals, don't they have a duty to back up their federal their fellow officers? And this guy that was brought up, O'Hara, by the mayor as a police commissioner, he betrays that. So we don't know yet how this will be viewed ultimately. George Floyd summer, something like that. Will there be corresponding material or better footage? But we'll continue. Dave McCormick, your calls, Dom's Money Melody, all straight ahead.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.